Kane is in the building.
Wazam, y'all. Welcome back to the latest episode of Caps Picks. Big shout out to Mr. Miley for naming my podcast company. Today, we're talking about the famous country music star, Patsy Cline. Before we start, I want to introduce one of my good friends, country music historian, Willie Odom.
It's good to be here, man. Where do we even start with Patsy Cline?
Bro, I don't know. Maybe let's start with her beginning.
Okay. Like many Americans, Virginia Patterson Hensley was born in a small town called Winchester, Virginia, on September 8, 1932. Also like many Americans, both of her parents were middle-class workers. Her dad, Sam Hensley, was a blacksmith, while her mother, Hilda Patterson, was a sewer.
So you're telling me she's just like most Americans?
Yep.
Then what sets her apart?
Bro, chill. There's more to her backstory. Even though her dad was a super talented singer, he was also a drunk and a drug addict. This would give the child prodigy her motivation and things to write about later.
Wow, I didn't know the Patsy Cline had such a tough childhood.
Yeah, she had a tough childhood, but it really led to some great things.
Like what? It must have taken so much hard work to be one of the best without a father figure in the house.
Okay, hold up, Jack. We can't just go straight to her achievements without discussing her style and how she did it. You're so impatient.
I like what I like.
What does that even mean? Anyways, Cline was able to use her middle-class background to help make her music. With a blend of country music and yodeling, she took the world by storm. Patsy, plus some others, also pioneered a new type of country music called the Nashville Sound. The Nashville Sound was made to attract big pop audiences by taking out the lonesome aspect of honky-tonk in Western country.
You can really hear this new type of sound in Crazy. So lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling. You hear how it has a faster pace than prior country music? The lyrics also don't have a lonesome feel to them. Yes, they talk about love, but not in a lonesome way. She sings about feeling love for someone.
Yes, that's a perfect example of the Nashville Sound. With her new sound, she related her songs to the working class and to gender inequality. She became a civil rights activist and really paved the way for women in her field. Her, plus others, including Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette, and Dolly Parton, were the main activists in the early 1960s. According to Beth Bailey, she never fit the social role she was supposed to play. She was never really respected in her hometown of Winchester, Virginia, because of her social class and gender.
Damn, it's really crazy how far society has come since then.
Yeah.
You know, her influence really reminds me of this poem I read a while ago called Homage to My Hips by Lucille Clifton. When Lucille mentions these hips are free hips, she is referring to women having the right to do whatever they like, saying that they don't like to be held back. She speaks about empowering women through their bodies and Patsy empowered women and others through her success. This poem is also similar to one of her other hits, Leaving On Your Mind. If there's a new love in your heart. When Patsy sings of women taking control of her relationship and trying to figure out if they should break up or not, she does this by asking her man if there's a new love in your heart. By doing this, she is forcing her love to make a move and not just accepting what happens. To think that Patsy, small-town country singer, really led the way for some of the best singers today, including Taylor Swift and Shakira.
Yeah, they should be grateful for Patsy.
Anyways, I've been doing my research and I found a new up-and-coming artist that really embodies Patsy.
Let me hear. Wow, I really like this.
I know. I found her on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, I'm addicted to that app.
She really seems like a modern version of Patsy Cline. Everything from her voice to her lyrics to the sound of her song.
Yeah, she's really good. She wouldn't be what she is without Patsy, though.
Patsy Cline's influence on others and all of her amazing achievements really make her a legacy.
Patsy also has a boatload of physical achievements, too.
Yep. Unfortunately, her career didn't last very long because of a fatal plane crash in 1963. Even though she was great while she was alive, she ended up being recognized much later for her career. First, she would become the first female soloist to make it into Country Music Hall of Fame in 1973.
10 years after her death? Why?
I hate to say, I don't really know. Maybe they were celebrating the 10th anniversary of Patsy since the Country Music Hall of Fame started in 1961. Her most famous hit, Crazy, was the number one jukebox single of all time in 1997. And she was placed in number one in the 40 greatest women in country music. 2 years after her Crazy hit number one, she received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and would receive a Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement.
That's crazy. It's kind of sad to think that all this happened way after her death and she couldn't see what she achieved in her lifetime. Everything from inspiring the generation of music today to being placed on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, she did so much for us.
Well, thank you so much for being my celebrity guest today, Willie.
No problem, man. It was fun.
Wait, I want to address something real quick. Do you know who Andrew Conrad is?
Who's that?
Just checking. He mentioned me on his podcast, and I honestly have no clue who he is. Anyways, thank you, Willie, for coming and helping me. And see y'all next time on Caps Picks.